Donald Trump playing president in Lincoln's office resembles a 10-year-old wearing his father's outsized shoes. In Japan, Trump laughingly kids with dictator Vladimir Putin about Russia's election interference and brags the two have a great relationship. Big smiles. By contrast, Theresa May told Putin his election meddling precludes normal relations, without smiling. Trump desperately craves respect. His tongue hangs out with envy when he's with a man who might have some real toughness. Despite Putin's vile conduct, Trump acts like a first grader trying to convince a smarter, more athletic boy to be friends with him. At first, you figure Trump is too stupid to know he's being had. Putin laughs while Trump does Putin's work by weakening our alliances, making light of election interference, and weakening Russia sanctions, while exiting the deal that's delaying Iran's development of nuclear weapons. But watch Trump's conduct and read what Putin said before leaving for Japan. Trump and Putin are unspoken allies against their own people, their own subjects. Putin called liberalism obsolete. Liberals, quote, simply can't dictate anything to anyone, unquote. He said multiculturalism is, quote, no longer tenable, unquote. He criticized Germany's tolerant immigration policy, saying, quote, migrants can kill, plunder, and rape with impunity because their rights as migrants have to be protected. Who's he sound like? Why wouldn't Trump fawn over him? Putin can intelligently articulate what Trump and his enablers can't, that democracy is soft, inefficient, that so-called leaders who can dictate to their populations while robbing them blind would be fools not to, and that all those non-European types with different colors, customs, and faiths just don't belong. Putin can get away with it. He has ample power in a country without democratic traditions or a Statue of Liberty. Russia never stood for freedom and tolerance. Its czars or commissars have always suppressed free speech, and it's not a nation of immigrants. Can Trump get away with it? Ultimately, I think not. He's not nearly as canny or purposeful as Putin. We have deeply democratic habits, a freer press, and a more diverse population than Russia. But we can't rest easy. Trump's surrounded by people more resolute than he. Republicans are shackling democracy with extreme gerrymandering and other limits on voting by poor folks or minorities. With a less independent Supreme Court, a less powerful press, and senators lacking backbone and a commitment to the public good, Washington ain't pretty. European President Donald Tusk disputed Putin's attack on liberalism, saying, "Whoever claims that liberal democracy is obsolete also claims that freedoms are obsolete, and that the rule of law is obsolete, and that human rights are obsolete." Tusk says what's really obsolete are authoritarianism, personality cults, and the rule of oligarchs, even if sometimes they may seem effective. Most of our previous presidents would agree. But around the world, the seas of authoritarianism are rising. It's dangerous to ignore rising seas.